We burst out of the locker room and head down the narrow white hallway in pairs, talking and giggling. I'm so nervous, my palms are wet, and I have to blot them against my thigh so I won't stain my miniskirt. We're going over moves and checking one another's faces. Don't let me forget that head flip. Remind me to move out of the way on our second formation change. Which arm goes up first on the intro dance? Do I have lipstick on my teeth? Does my bra show? Does my second bra show? Is my eyelash falling off? The narrow hallway leads to the wide underbelly of Paul Brown Stadium. This part of the football stadium is not glamorous. It's gray and dingy, with exposed pipes and cinder block walls. But on game day, it's kinetic. So packed with people that it's like the backstage of a Broadway musical. Our black, orange, and gold pom-poms swing as we walk. We pass the security guys, the referees, coaches, reporters, cameramen, and the pyrotechnicians who are readying the fireworks equipment. I look at the other girls in their halter tops and low-slung skirts and realize, I'm one of them. I look like that too. The girls and I have known one another just a few months, but it feels like we've been through combat training. In some ways, we have. We have made it through 3 rounds of competitive tryouts, a summer of exhausting practices, constant dieting, twice-a-week weigh-ins, and brutal athletic conditioning. Now it's all about to pay off as we cheer the first home game of the preseason. It's August 27th, 2009. And the Cincinnati Bengals are playing the St. Louis Rams. But if you had asked me right then, in the passage of the stadium, who our opponents were, I would have had to think twice before answering. For us, the games are not about the opponents or the score, though cheering is always more fun when we're winning. They are about performance. The games are our shows, and the field is our stage. Like all modern cheerleading teams, we are a physically diverse group of women. Some of us are lithe, others petite and muscular. Some are curvy, some thin as a rail. Some have legs that go on forever. Some are brunette, some blonde, some redheaded. Most are white, but our group includes an Asian American girl, 2 African American girls, and a pretty blonde who is part Cherokee. I am different from all these girls in one significant way. I am 40 years old. As we near the tunnel, people grin or ogle or give us the thumbs up. Everyone smiles around cheerleaders. It's Pavlovian. We're iconic, beautiful, and fit, but we're also over the top. We know it. We don't mind. It's why we're here. A group of fans is taking a tour of the stadium led by an official. They can't stop staring. We don't stop to chat. We don't have time. I'm going over moves in my head. Each one of us is nervous about something different. I think I'm going to throw up. Why didn't I pee before we left? What do I do on the second 8 count of Welcome to the Jungle? 32 of us have shown up to the stadium today, but only 24 of us are on our way to the field. The others are upstairs working the private suites. I have been selected to cheer because I'm a good dancer. I'm consistently on time, and I always make my weight limit, 123 pounds, for my 5'4" frame. Our game day uniform, which we take home after every game and must return when we retire from the team, is a micro miniskirt in orange and black, and a white and orange halter top with a rhinestone B between the breasts. We wear calf-high, low-heeled white leather boots shipped to us from a small shop in Los Angeles. They are the only thing I will get to keep at the end of the season. Beneath our skirts, which have a built-in panty, our legs are encased in suntan color leg sheer energy pantyhose with the waistband removed so we don't have muffin tops and the toes cut off so we have circulation.